would you say is the response rate in this situation to both strategies?
Well, to the BRAF MEK inhibitors, the response rate is very high. You'll see improvement. The problem is, in somebody who comes in with this kind of rapidly progressive disease, high LDH, huge masses, they'll respond for some period of time, and then they'll progress. And if you look at the survival of patients who start with high LDH and get BRAF MEK inhibitors, it's not very good. On the other hand, if you look at ipilimumab, nivolumab, and you look at patients who come in with high LDH, you cure some of those people.
What about response rate with ipi-nivo?
That data is known. I have to actually look at the forest plot from 067 to tell you what that is.
But what about globally? You're talking about in terms of LDH high, but I mean in general.
Oh, in general, the response rate to ipi-nivo is somewhere between 55 to 60% patients with metastatic melanoma who present without any prior treatment.
What happened with this patient?
So I gave him a BRAF MEK inhibitor. Within days, he started to feel better, within days. And I saw him every 2 weeks to make sure that he could tolerate the drugs. He did not get the fever, some of the dabrafenib, trametinib. We scanned him at 6 weeks. He had an amazing response. Still had a huge mass, but it was now, instead of a solid mass, it was mostly internally necrotic. His lung lesions disappeared. His peripheral edema went away. His performance status went from a 2 or 3 to a 0. So he was now eating well, energy levels normal, no pain.